This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. I'm here and behind me is the Colosseum in Rome, one of the oldest buildings during Roman Empire. One of the buildings that attracts a lot of attention because of the greatness of the building. They said that it can fit two soccer fields. Huge, very high, as you can see. I want to show you around. Such a beautiful building. Now, we as Muslims, we don't come to these places for tourism, rather to pay heed and reflect over people of the past, how they conducted themselves, and take some lessons for the future, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah protect us all. And one of the ayat that comes to mind is وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these are the days, the weeks, the months, and the years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alternate between people. Sometimes up, sometimes down. I believe those who build this massive building, when they did so, they thought that they owned the world, which they did at one point in history. They were able to occupy maybe half of the world or even more. But the point is that they thought that nothing ever is going to defeat that power. Subhanallah al-Azim, we may ask, where are they now? Where is Fir'aun? Where is Haman? Where are all these people who were at one point very tyrant in their very nature? The enslaved people, the tortured people, they killed them, they thought that they are higher than them on all levels. And subhanAllah, where are they now? They are beneath the earth. When I was reading about this Colosseum, I came across the part where how the Romans used the Jewish slaves to actually build this massive place. And that's why they were able to do so within 8 years, I guess. And subhanAllah, why the Jewish slaves actually comply and they doubled the effort to build this Colosseum together with the Romans is because they were promised their freedom. So again, one day you're up, one day you're a slave, and one day you are free. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunnah of life. So don't ever think that because you are going through trials, tribulations, and challenges that this is going to be your fate for the rest of your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can uplift you and change your condition with a little bit of faith, with a little bit of prayers and effort on your part to regain or to change the situation in your favor. May Allah protect us all. SubhanAllah, I was also reading one of the things that struck me regarding this idea of وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these are the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alternate between people. Your condition is not going to be the same ever. Was the point in which can I just finish the recording 2 minutes? I can't. Okay, no worries.
Because this is actually the way out, an emergency way out.
Sure, no problem. Sorry, I'll complete the video later because I was asked to leave right now. I'll complete outside. Just stay tuned. So apologies for the interruption earlier. So one of the things that reminds me, as I mentioned, regarding this ayah, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, and these are the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alternate between people. So we can reflect that we're not going to be on the top all the time, and also we're not going to be in difficulties and facing challenges and poverty and all that all the time. Conditions may change, and we have to have that little faith. So what is that one thing that reminds me is that actually, the Colosseum was damaged as a result of earthquake. So, one earthquake, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would shake the entire planet Earth one more time, where the Day of Judgment would be announced, where the dead would be resurrected and so on. One earthquake of this dunya could bring all these greatness into that great damage that you can see around, subhanAllah. It was actually collapsed. So again, don't ever think that because you are great in position and authority, that it's going to last forever. Humble yourself. The Prophet Muhammad said, when you humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you on the Day of Judgment. And this is what we wanted to achieve, inshallah, is that we don't want to be super great in this dunya in exchange of being the lowest of the low on the in the hereafter. In fact, we wanted to always be in the VIP section in Jannat al-Firdaus, Ameen Rabbil Ameen. Pay heed, don't go for tourism, rather go to deduce lessons from these historical stories. May Allah protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.